In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text is the last verse of the Old Testament lesson for the day. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 21. Yahweh has been pleased, as befits his righteousness, to magnify and glorify his Torah. In order to make sense out of this text, we need to understand the meaning and significance of the terms Yahweh, righteousness, and Torah. The term Yahweh is the divine name of him who created and fashioned the universe. The name Yahweh reminds us that God is the creator, he who comes to be. Yahweh, the Lord, created mankind that man might worship and serve him freely, willingly, and joyfully. The term righteousness is a translation of the Hebrew word tzedek. Many additional translations have been offered for the word. Justice, rightness, grace, deliverance, victory. From the Hebrew point of view, the best definition would probably include all such nuances. The Hebrew word tzedek involves and includes every revelation by which Yahweh has indicated his desires and designs for people. The word Torah is also a multifaceted term. Often we simply settle for the word, the translation, law. But Yahweh's Torah includes more than the Ten Commandments, more than the Ten Words, which we find in Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5. As has been previously pointed out in this very pulpit, the word Torah at times carries the meaning of instruction, and in its widest sense is equivalent to the widest sense of the term gospel, as used in the New Testament. Torah, like Tzedek implies, involves and includes every revelation of God's attitude toward people which his prophets have recorded and recorded in his most holy word. What was Yahweh's pleasure? What did the Lord desire? Our text indicates that Yahweh was pleased, as befits his righteousness, his tzedek, to magnify and glorify his Torah. As we heard in the chapel sermon on Friday, God works in ways that are strange and foreign, the natural thing to man. The reader of our text is assured that God's pleasure has been to act according to his word, whether people believe his word or not. The Lord has always acted appropriately. He has punished the unbeliever. He has assured the believer of pardon, deliverance, and victory. What is Yahweh's pleasure today? What does he desire? The text briefly impresses us with the conviction that the Lord will continue to ask according to his righteousness, according to every recorded revelation of his attitude toward and of his desires for people. The Lord does not change the rules of the game. Yahweh's Torah tells us what pleases him. Negatively, the Lord has no pleasure in sin, in man's sinfulness, in man's desire to be equal with God. The Lord has no pleasure in the mere outward performance of rites and ceremonies. Yahweh has revealed through the prophet Ezekiel that he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Yahweh, through his Torah, indicates also positively that he desires that the wicked, the sinner, turn to his way and live. He desires truth or peacefulness in the inward being. He desires the reflection of his mercy, forgiveness, and holiness in the lives of his people. The Lord, as the omniscient God, who knew that man was spiritually dead in sin, promised to send his suffering servant to provide vicarious atonement for sinful mankind. In Isaiah chapter 53, we read, "Yet it was the will of the Lord, Yahweh desired, it pleased Yahweh, to bruise him. He was wounded for our transgressions. He is bruised for our iniquities." The Lord promised to accomplish his purposes in mankind through his word. He says in Isaiah chapter 55, "My word, my Torah, if you will, shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and prosper in the thing for which I sent it." In the light of our text, then, Yahweh delights to reveal his love to his suffering servant and to offer an accomplished spiritual deliverance and victory through his Torah. Through words, through teaching, through proclamation, through instruction. The Lord would, by his Holy Spirit, through his Torah, his gospel, work in us a response by which we also joyfully and willingly accept the exhortation of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 10, a verse from the New Testament lesson just read a few moments ago, in which we read, "Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord." The Lord would, by his Spirit, through his word, empower us to magnify and glorify his Torah through Jesus Christ, the suffering servant. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.